Genesis chapter 20. And Abraham journeyed from there toward the south country, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night, and said to him, "Behold, you are but a dead man, for the woman which you have taken, for she is a man's wife." But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, "Lord, will you slay also a righteous nation? Said he not to me, 'She is my sister,' and she, even she herself, said, 'He is my brother.' In the integrity of my heart and innocence of my hands have I done this." And God said to him in a dream, "Yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore permitted I you not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for you, and you shall live. And if you restore her not, know you that you shall surely die, you and all that are yours." Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning, and called all his servants, and told all these things in their ears, and the men were very afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham, and said to him, "What have you done to us, and what have I offended you, that you have brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? You have done deeds unto me that ought not to be done." And Abimelech said to Abraham, "What saw you that you have done this thing?" And Abraham said, "Because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet indeed she is my sister, she is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said to her, 'This is your kindness, which you shall show to me at every place where we shall come, say of me, he is my brother.' And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants, and gave them to Abraham, and restored him Sarah his wife. And Abimelech said, 'Behold, my land is before you, dwell where it pleases you.' And to Sarah he said, 'Behold, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to you a covering of the eyes unto all that are with you and with all other.' Thus she was reproved. So Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bore children. For Yahweh had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife." Genesis chapter 21. And Yahweh visited Sarah as he had said, and Yahweh did to Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, who Sarah bore to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, "God has made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me." And she said, "Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age." And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Therefore she said to Abraham, "Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac." And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said to Abraham, "Let it not be grievous in your sight because of the lad, and because of your bondwoman. In all that Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac shall your seed be called." And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is your seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away, and she departed and wandered into the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat her down over before him, a good way off, as if it were a bowshot. For she said, "Let me not see the death of the child." And she sat over before him, and lifted up her voice, and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven, and said to her, "What ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in your hand, for I will make him a great nation." And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew, and dwelt in the wilderness, and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spoke to Abraham, saying, "God is with you in all that you do. Now therefore swear to me here by God that you will not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done to you, you shall do to me and to the land wherein you have dwelt." And Abraham said, "I will swear." And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, "I know not who has done this thing, neither did you tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today." And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, "What mean these 7 ewe lambs which you have set by themselves?" And he said, "For these 7 ewe lambs shall you take of my hand, that they may be a witness to me that I have dug this well." Therefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swore both of them. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of Yahweh, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days. Genesis chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Behold, here I am." And he said, "Take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and get you into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you of." And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his donkey, and took 2 of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and split the wood for burnt offering, and rose up, and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the 3rd day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, "Abide you here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke to Abraham his father, and he said, "My father." And he said, "Here am I, my son." And he said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of Yahweh called to him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do you anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Yahweh Yireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of Yahweh it shall be seen. And the angel of Yahweh called to Abraham out of heaven the second time, and he said, By myself I have sworn, says Yahweh, for because you have done this thing, and have not withheld your son, your only son, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things that it was told to Abraham, saying, Behold, Milcah, she has also borne children unto your brother Nahor. Huz his firstborn, and Buz his brother, and Kemuel the father of Abram, and Chesed, and Hazo, and Pildash, and Jidlaph, and Bethuel. And Bethuel begot Rebekah. These eight Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abraham's brother. And his concubine, whose name was Reumah, she bore also Tebar, and Gahem, and Thahash, and Machar. Genesis chapter 23. And Sarah was 127 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kirjathbaara, the same is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spoke to the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a foreigner with you. Give me a possession of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying to him, Hear us, my lord. You are a mighty prince among us. In the choice of our sepulchres, bury your dead. None of us shall withhold you from his sepulchre, but that you may bury your dead. And Abraham stood up and bowed himself to the people of the land, even to the children of Heth. And he communed with them, saying, If it is your mind that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and intercede for me to Ephron the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he has, which is in the end of his field, for as much money as it is worth, he shall give it to me for a possession of a burying place among you. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the children of Heth, even of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, No, my lord, hear me. The field give I to you, and the cave that is therein, I give it to you. In the presence of the sons of my people, give I it to you. Bury your dead. And Abraham bowed down himself before the people of the land. And he spoke to Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, saying, But if you will give it, I pray you hear me, I will give you money for the field. Take it from me, and I will bury my dead there. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying to him, My lord, listen to me. This land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that between me and you? Bury therefore your dead. And Abraham listened to Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant. And the field of Ephron, which was in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the field, and the cave which was therein, and all the trees that were in the field, that were in all the borders round about, were made sure, unto Abraham for a possession in the presence of the children of Heth, before all that went in at the gate of his city. And after this Abraham buried Sarah his wife in the cave of the field of Machpelah, before Mamre, the same is Hebron in the land of Canaan. And the field and the cave that is therein were made sure unto Abraham for a possession of a burying place by the sons of Heth. Genesis chapter 24. And Abraham was old, and well stricken in age, and Yahweh had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said to his oldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray you, your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by Yahweh, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you shall not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but you shall go to my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said to him, Perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I need too bring your son again to the land from where you came? And Abraham said to him, Beware you that you bring not my son there again. Yahweh, God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spoke unto me, and that swore unto me, saying, Unto your seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife unto my son from there. And if the woman will not be willing to follow you, then you shall be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son there again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and swore to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master, and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down outside the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Yahweh God of my master Abraham, I pray you, send me good speed this day, and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass, that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down your pitcher, I pray you, that I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, and I will give your camels drink also. Let the same be she that you have appointed for your servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that you have shown kindness to my master. And it came to pass, before he had finished speaking, that, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her, and she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, Let me, I pray you, drink a little water from your pitcher. And she said, Drink, my lord. And she hurried and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had finished giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for your camels also until they have finished drinking. And she hurried and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again to the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. and the man wondering at her held his peace to know whether Yahweh had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had finished drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold. And he says, and said, "Whose daughter are you? Tell me, I pray you, is there room in your father's house for us to lodge in?" And she said to him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bore unto Nahor." She said moreover to him, "We have both straw and feed enough, and room to lodge in." And the man bowed down his head and worshipped Yahweh. And he said, "Blessed be Yahweh, God of my master Abraham, who has not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, Yahweh lead me to the house of my master's brothers." And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, "Thus spoke the man unto me," that he came to the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, "Come in, you blessed of Yahweh. Why stand you outside? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels." And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and gave straw and feed for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set food before him to eat. But he said, "I will not eat until I have told my errand." And he said, "Speak on." And he said, "I am Abraham's servant. And Yahweh has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great. And he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old, and to him he has given all that he has. And my master made me swear, saying, 'You shall not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell, but you shall go to my father's house and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son.' And I said to my master, 'Perhaps the woman will not follow me.' And he said to me, 'Yahweh, before whom I walk, will send his angel with you, and prosper your way, and you shall take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shall you be clear from this my oath when you come to my kindred, and if they give not you one, you shall be clear from my oath.' And I came this day to the well and said, 'O Yahweh, God of my master Abraham, if now you do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin comes forth to draw water, and I say to her, "Give me, I pray you, a little water of your pitcher to drink," and she says to me, "Both drink you, and I will also draw for your camels, let the same be the woman whom Yahweh has appointed out for my master's son." And before I had finished speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down to the well and drew water, and I said to her, "Let me drink, I pray you." And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, "Drink, and I will give your camels drink also." So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, "Whose daughter are you?" And she said, "The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bore unto him." And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshipped Yahweh, and blessed Yahweh, God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left." Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, "The thing proceeds from Yahweh. We cannot speak to you bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before you. Take her and go, and let her be your master's son's wife, as Yahweh has spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped Yahweh, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and clothing and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and stayed all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, "Send me away to my master." And her brother and her mother said, "Let the damsel stay with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go." And he said to them, "Hinder me not, seeing Yahweh has prospered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master." And they said, "We will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth." And they called Rebekah and said to her, "Will you go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said to her, "You are our sister. Be you the mother of thousands of millions, and let your seed possess the gate of those which hate them." And Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well Laharoi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the evening, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said to the servant, "What man is this that walks in the field to meet us?" And the servant had said, "It is my master." Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.